And our very own Eric Kane, who joins us now on the Stanley Fence and Gates hotline, was covering Ray County at Pals. That one also was on the Rivalry Thursday playoff edition TV broadcast. Eric, first off, thanks for spending a little bit of time with us tonight. I know you're heading back and you've got a long day tomorrow covering Vol football, but what was your immediate reaction with Pal and Ray County tonight? Does it look like a game that had went a little bit differently than most people have expected?
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on. I mean, it was a good win for Pal. You know, they came out from the get-go. They had a really, really nice game plan tonight. They offensively, they focused on running the football. And, you know, with Jarvis Stockton, they did a great job running the football. And that offensive line did a fantastic job all night long. And, you know, Jaden Potts had all day to throw and find receivers. And so that offense was humming all night long. Defensively, I really like the game plan. You have Ray County that runs the wing-T triple option. They go foot-to-foot splits, and they're very effective in what they do. Well, Powell put 9 men in the box. They had a safety playing quarterback inside the box. They ran one corner with a wide receiver. They had 5 down linemen, and they had Walter Nolan playing that zero technique right over the center, and he dominated all night long. And so, you know, credit Powell for a great game plan. Credit the kids for going out there and executing. And, man, this one wasn't even close. It was a really, really good win for Powell in a night where they just pretty much dominated.
Powell got a little gimmicky in the first half offensively, and me and Logan have talked about it off-air throughout the night. We've talked about it on-air here during the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. Kaner, you're in the same sort of general age range as me and Logan, and none of us got the privilege of watching the Fridge play in person for the Chicago Bears. We've been lucky enough to have YouTube and some great highlights to go back and watch him playing on offense. Dontari Poe, former Memphis Tiger, this jump pass against Kansas City, that was kind of the most recent thing me and Logan could think of. But what were your first thoughts when you saw Walter Nolan line up in the Wildcat, not once, but at least twice, if I remember correctly, and score touchdowns?
Yeah, he scored twice on the goal line and running that Wildcat. It's really neat, too. It's not just your normal goal line package. You know, it is a goal line jumbo Wildcat package with, you know, a 315 to 20 pounder taking the snap and a, you know, 5-star defensive lineman, you know, top player in the country by many publications, and Walter Nolan. You have 2 linebackers that are set up as H-backs in front of them, and Lunsby and Stanford, and they just go get after it, right? And this is something that Powell has done the last couple of weeks. And so this wasn't brand new tonight. It was brand new for me seeing it in person, but they've been doing this for a while. And, you know, it's really remarkable just seeing the athletic ability of a Walter Nolan, because yes, he is a big guy, but his burst, his get off is so great, and no one is going to tackle him. And credit the offensive line, everybody involved too, on both of those touchdown runs. I mean, he was untouched. So it really wasn't even him. It was everybody else. So it was really kind of unique to see, but that's a package they put in. They've been working on for the last couple of weeks, and it worked to perfection tonight, not once, but twice. Later on in the ball game, Walter Nolan actually went out and played tight end. And now we've seen him be as a blocking tight end at times. We've seen him run around at times, but he blocked a little bit of tight end as well and had a real key block on a down block that they ran right behind him in the third quarter for a first down. So he did a little bit of everything tonight, but, you know, what he did the best was what he always does the best, and he was dominating that center, those A gaps, and blowing up that option game that has to start from the inside in. He was remarkable tonight.
Eric, on to next week. Obviously, it's the matchup everyone wanted in 5A. It's the matchup that we obviously got in 5A. Pal versus West. You've seen both teams multiple times. What are some holes that Powell can take advantage of from West, and then what are some advantages that West can take off of Powell's holes?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll have to see exactly kind of where these two teams are heading into the week. I haven't seen West play in I want to say about 6 weeks or so.
Well, they're really good. I don't know if you've heard. Yeah, they're really, really good.
They are very good, yes. A dominating win over Central for the district title, and then another convincing win tonight. So, and again, I said this last week with you guys. I think the job Lamar Brown has done this year might be his best job he's ever done, because he's coached a lot of good teams. He's had a lot of good players, but, you know, they've lost so many. They lost a couple to transfer. They lost a Division I, you know, commits and talent in Shannon Blair. You know, what he's done has been truly remarkable. And so You know, when you're able to be balanced offensively, run the football, take shots down the field, be very aggressive in the secondary like Wes always is, you're going to have chances to win. And so they're finding their own here late in the season, and that's where you want to hit your stride. So we'll have to see exactly what team can take advantage of the other in certain aspects of it. These two coaches are, you know, Matt Lowe and Lamar Brown, they're going to study the film as they always do, and they'll come with some good game plans. But, you know, it's more of a balanced attack for West. Usually it's more of a pass-happy offense for Powell, but tonight, you know, they ran the football, and our player of the game was Jarvis Stockton, ran for 150 yards. And so I think this should be a really, really good one, and good for Knoxville having two teams in the semifinals.
Eric, we're up against a break here, but I do want to ask you real quick. Vince Ferrara made the announcement that we know the KSC Game of the Week will be at Powell West next week. Do you all know where Rivalry Thursday's playoff game will be? Where are you going to be next week?
I don't get paid those big bucks. We need to ask Mark Packer to give me a raise. So, Mark, if you're listening right now, go ahead and pony up right now. I'm not at liberty to make that announcement right now, but we'll see come tomorrow morning where we're going to be. But there's a big game in 5A next week, so we'll see exactly if we're going to be there or not.
Wasn't sure if he went ahead and made that announcement at the end of their broadcast like Vince did for us on the end of ours. But, Kaner, appreciate it. We'll let you go, let you get some rest, as this will be another long day for you covering Vol football tomorrow as they take on the Jags of South Alabama.
Sounds good, guys. Great job. Enjoy listening to you. You too, Logan. Not really, just kidding.
You want to respond to that before I put him on hold?
No, I don't want to dump it.
Okay. All right. Kaner, appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
That is Sports Radio WNML's own Eric Kane.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.